Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, it's another day on the show, and here we are. I have a feeling it's going to be a long hour.
Well, an hour is an hour.
An hour is an hour. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Press 1, please, if you'd like to speak with us callers. And, well, here everyone is still at home. So, status quo.
Yeah, this may I don't know. There's a debate now about opening up and how we're going to do it. And of course, it's a common sight now to see masks on people's faces and being cautious about how much distance there is between one another.
Well, actually, but there's some golf courses opened up in Southern California. Riverside, I think, opened some golf courses. Some beaches in Orange County opened.
Yeah.
So there are things that are slowly opening, but who knows if that will remain, you know. We will see.
Well, you know, it's whether it's legitimate or not, it's certainly a major disruption.
It's
and
a major disruption.
The majority
disruption
of the country wants to remain in lockdown because they're concerned about health, their lives. But it's a two-way street because businesses are closing, small businesses are suffering. I mean, people streaming and Netflix and everything is doubling.
Well, that's
profits.
I mean, yeah, they're not a. I mean, those are fairly inexpensive, ranging from, I think, $12 a month to $17 a month.
Well, people are watching it. I imagine people are renting, you know, getting more movies and doing things online, Amazon, you know, home, groceries.
Right, because, of course, being afraid of going out, you know, people avoid the grocery store. Heard articles that grocery stores should close because there's been supposed cases of coronavirus workers.
Yeah,
and
the only guilty pleasure out of this is, and it's admitted by many people, is that the wildlife's coming back.
Yeah, I love that.
Coyotes and deer and raccoons and woodpeckers and things that they don't normally see coming out and reclaiming the land that is really their land. It's their land. And they're coming out and enjoying more space and more comfort. Skies are bluer. And nature is being restored. But I think it's an odd coincidence that it was nature that hit us and nature that is coming back to reclaim its earth. So it's goes in both ways. There's more literature now on bats. You know, and bats are incredible creatures. They consume more insects than any other animal on the planet. They're mammals. And basically, they are a benefit to us.
Do you know what's very strange, actually, is that on the quarter released this year, 2020 quarter, on the back of it is a bat. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that a weird coincidence?
Yeah.
Or is it a coincidence? But people say it's because I forgot the type of bat, but in the national parks, the bat is you know, endangered or whatever, and they want to bring awareness to the bat and
there's a
benefit to
bat. There's all different kinds
the
of
ecological system. But anyway, I think it's strange.
Yeah, that
a little strange.
But you know, it there is something about this. If we are kept safe in our homes, and we're the ones now
restricted,
and the animals are out having a good time, it's about time.
Yeah, I like that part of it. I mean, I think there are definite pros and cons to this. There are pros and cons, and one of the pros is obviously the animals being able to
take back
the land and
space. Thousands and thousands of people go to Yosemite at any given time, and with their loud noise and the pollution. And now the rangers are saying they're reviewing a whole different park. They're looking at Yosemite the way it looked in its origins or close to origins, and they're saying it's amazing.
It's unfortunate that
kids running around with popsicles in their mouth and screaming and people yelling and drinking and eating and driving and pointing and trampling. So, and cars with their exhaust. Oh, God. Well, on that in that respect, good. I say it's about time we change the tables around.
Well, I don't understand why there can't be more control over what occurs in the parks to preserve its, you know, the natural state of the
ecosystem. Everything is connected. Now they're suffering because there's no parking, there's no hotel, there's no lodgings, there's no money for food. I mean, everybody's hurting, but at
the same time,
nature doesn't respect the dollar. Nature only respects the basis upon which it can survive. And Yosemite doesn't need money. The people who run it need money. Of course, it needs money to keep it in good shape and things like that. But basically, if you were to ask Yosemite, do you need human beings? Yosemite would say, no, we can do quite well without them. I'm sure. But that isn't to say that there are great efforts. Wildlife federations and defenders of wildlife and people who maintain the parks and make sure that things are kept relatively secure for the park's sake. All these things are necessary, I believe. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people doing their best to protect animals during this crisis, too, in the sanctuaries and on the farms and things like this where animals are suffering from this because of the human neglect and not there's no funds. So we're all experiencing this. I get very nervous. Chris and I are getting very nervous because this idea, we're all one. Oh my God. If we were all one, God forbid that we're all one. We are individuals with diverse ethnic backgrounds, customs, traditions.
Culture.
We're not all one. And I'm not at one with rapists and people like that. It just to basically say we're all one is to say, gee, let's hop up and down. We'll all be 666 soon.
Well, obviously there's an agenda. There's an agenda that wants to introduce, well, it's not introduced because the principle is all, I mean, it's already been introduced, but it's there's an agenda being pushed about everybody being one as a result of this coronavirus, that we're a global community, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think be wise because like I said, I think there are benefits to the fact that we have been isolated at home in terms
of... Well, because, you know, it's encroached upon our personal safety. We're not all one facing a crisis. We're individuals facing a crisis, and we each come from different areas. That doesn't mean we're matched as one. this idea that we're all one facing this crisis is another stupid slogan that they come up with, producing commercials. We're all one. We're all in this together. That has, the cult concept is corrupted. We should, if we're all one because of this crisis, then we're all one because of climate control. We're all one because of prejudice. We're all one because of all kinds of crises that have been going on the planet. Not just this, because it's affecting us. It's affecting our personal space. And we can't just sit in our houses and go, well, tis, it's a pity that there's so many problems in the world. But, you know, that's, it's not hitting our door. We're, the idea that we're all one because of this crisis is a fallacy. We're individuals, we're facing a crisis, but this isn't the first crisis that we should be recognizing. This crisis has been going on well before COVID-19.
But it's not, I mean, now this one agenda is being pushed especially hard because of the COVID-19 crisis. And there is also a push to vaccinate, to come up with a vaccine, and everyone should be vaccinated against this. Well, I mean, I'm not getting vaccine, but that the one agenda has been pushed, and it's become more, you know, it is in the vocabulary or the vernacular of modern culture becoming one. So that it's not new, I don't think.
No, it's not new,
but it's really being pushed heavily right now. More heavily than before.
I remember even in my teenage years, the Coca-Cola, the Pepsi generation, and I like to treat the world as whatever it is.
I teach harmony. The world to sing in perfect harmony.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. I relish in the idea that we're a diverse culture, that we're a diverse population, that we're a diverse world. And the idea of diversity is well known. We're not all one. We are a diverse species.
The idea of oneness is what's reached in the spiritual plane. That's totally different than being on the earth plane. We're in a world of duality and division here.
Yeah. But even...
But I mean, it's interesting that the idea of oneness is being pushed through this imposed division. I mean, we've had division imposed on us, but we're being told that we're all one. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
To me, it's like saying we're all one. It's like saying that every beautifully packaged Christmas present has the same content. Just because the packaging is beautiful, it may be uniform, doesn't mean that the inside is going to be the same. We are different. We should respect that. We should be mindful of the fact that we do have severe differences, and that we have to live with that. We're just not all one. This idea of all one, this idea of purity, too, comes from the Nazis.
Right, I was going to say.
You know.
Yeah.
Pure blood. And if you're not, all one, or that we treated
then
blacks
we have
as
to,
slaves,
they were have to purge. Property. We have to purge society of the people that don't fit in with that idea of oneness. I mean, it's kind of, and that's where we're moving, I think, with this whole COVID-19 also. I really do believe that, but it's a different topic.
To tell you the truth, on a spiritual level, the basis of the third eye is that it recognizes differences and still considers that in the realm of differences, it comes from a general concept of existence. Existence is oneness. That's the only oneness I really experience in my lifetime. Is that if you exist, then you're in the element of oneness. Existence is oneness. So molecules, insects, reptiles, amphibians, mammals, Homo sapiens, not to mention this virus itself, which seems to have a consciousness of knowing that it can consume a person to the idea of death and just jump onto somebody else. So the virus is a oneness.
And it's making massive leaps and bounds that have never been seen before in a virus. Unprecedented. I mean, whatever.
You know, this is...
Sorry,
we've
just
seen
don't.
People with complete hoods over their heads and slots for eyes. I mean, this is the age of KKK. We've become...
be careful. You might get lynched.
Yeah, I can't figure out now what we're becoming. we are, you know, and we're no longer human beings. We now have these masks in our face. There was one guy that says, I want to open up my restaurant. The only requirement is you eat with a mask on, put your fork underneath the mask and chew. I mean, you know, what are we, it's really, I mean, pretty soon we'll be making kind of jokes about this. We're not minimizing the death that occurs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just want to say this real quick. We got to take our caller. You mentioned to me, Neil, this morning that there's an article in the newspaper that says that if you're not covering your mouth and your nose when you go outside, that you are, what did it say about, like, you're killing your neighbor, essentially?
Yeah.
But I don't remember where my train of thought was.
Well, I don't know.
This,
you know, as far as a concern, you can get it in your eyeballs. So why don't we just put a whole mask over our face and have walking canes, and we'll be tapping everywhere.
Did you watch this with me last night? You were asleep. There's a video that was leaked. It was like a press conference at the White House. And essentially, the mic was left on after the press conference accidentally. And the two people were talking about the virus, and the rate of the virus is actually like 0.3% deaths or something, or 0.3 to 0.5, and that's actually the same as what the death rate is from influenza every year. It's equal, and it's being promoted as this, you know, this virus that's killing so many more people, and we have to be so cautious. But the point is, do we shut down government for the flu every year?
Yeah.
And business for the flu?
Well,
no. So there's a deception going on, and people need to wake up. That's what I point out.
Yeah, and you know, cars kill more.
I'll show you this after
the show. How many cars kill us every day?
Right, exactly. Let's shut down. Let's not drive.
Listen to the numbers. Yeah, now we've got to put our cars in the garage and walk.
Well, they're saying it's so contagious, et cetera, and that. But I mean, clearly, if there's more cars in the road, there are going to be more injuries and fatalities, so that's still a risk. I mean, how can you define what's a risk or what's a danger?
Well, ask somebody who's been hit by a car going 50 miles an hour. Well, at least you don't have COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there have been a couple of fires. I mean, this is completely unrelated, but I was thinking about this. A couple deaths from fires recently in the Los Angeles County, Orange County, house fires. And I was thinking, God, COVID-19 means nothing to these people because they've lost family members due to fires. And we're not talking about that. Okay. So let's bring on our caller. Enough rant for now. Hi.
This is a spiritual hour.
Yeah. We're at one. Hi, Pat.
Hi. The conversation was very interesting. I've got a couple of concerns about myself and one about the virus.
Okay.
Myself, wondering if you... Yes. Thank you. Wondering if you could see what is the source of the block, if there's a block, to my getting to my commission painting, which is so overdue, I'm embarrassed to even say.
So you're asking about a block within yourself because you have a commission painting, but you really just haven't worked on it.
Yeah, and actually, I asked about it the other day, and someone said someone's been blocking someone is stopping you from when you were age 30. So I thought, oh, this is a different approach. I've just been, you know, looking at myself and my issues. So wondering if you could look at that.
Well, I mean, who told you this? Someone's been blocking you since you were 30. Who told you that?
Well,
was it someone you called on Blog Talk?
Yeah, another person on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I don't know. I mean, 30... I don't know where they're getting 30. I don't really agree with that. I don't think there's anything at the age of 30 that created a block. I don't know, Neil, you might have a different.
I mean, what happened?
But they were talking about a person.
A person that blocked you with energy since the age of 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the man in the moon, maybe it was the man in the moon. Pat, no one blocked you. No one blocked
you. Okay.
people okay. that come up with these ridiculous statements
that are base. I mean, they're kind of baseless. I mean, maybe like in the numerical, if we were looking at the birth date, for example, like we might say, okay, maybe something happens at the age of 28 or on a multiple. Obviously, you're one, so you have multiples every year. But maybe something happened at the age of 28. Maybe something happened at the age of 10 that created a block. I mean, if we were looking at trying to pinpoint an age, but I don't think it's really about a block that happened at a certain age. I think it's about a personal, you know, you've got to get over whatever's blocking you and persevere through this, whatever these psychological blocks are. I think it's psychological, but
I mean, you can have, you know, somebody's devastating
block.
Divorce and their psyche is blocked, or a loved one died and their psyche's blocked and they can't move forward, or they've been abused by a horrible abuse. Those are real things.
And she had a rough childhood. I'll say that. I mean, there's block. There's things that she's
experiences.
Yes,
that,
definitely.
That might be part of your so-called block. But to say that, you know, Sam the Sham blocked you because he did a magic potion or a curse on you, now that's silly. No one did that. But if you want to get into the region and the environment of your psyche and your mind and say, maybe I'm blocked because of emotion.
Okay. Well, I've never had a block with my art before along these lines as far as commissions. I'm almost in 2 years into a commission. I'm just mortified. Almost 2 years.
Have you tried at all, like, working at it? Like, you know, I don't know what you use. What's your medium? Is it, like, paint
oil.
Or oil? Like oil to canvas, have you tried to sit down or do you do a sketch ahead of time? I don't know how you work.
It's right in my room facing me every single day. It's partially completed. It's partially completed.
So you've done part of it, but not, you just can't finish.
No, the block is psychological.
Yeah.
There's nothing blocking you. And if since the age of 30, and you said the last 2 years, and you've never had a block before. So forget it. Don't put your mind into any element that something's blocking you.
Okay, I'm desperate to find an answer. So I'm asking wherever I can.
Uh-huh.
And considering anything.
Do you wake up and you can't paint? Is there, like, you can't put your hand on the brush and paint? What is this block?
Yeah, I don't even, sometimes I get to painting. Lately, I haven't even gotten to painting. Yesterday, I moved it around in a different direction. You know, I mean, I'm thinking about it every day and planning every day. And I get home and I don't do it.
Is there some reason that this particular project is not sparking your creative fire? I mean, is there a reason, but
I can certainly get beyond that. Yeah, she's dictating, you know, what she wants in a way. It's difficult to paint cats that are dead from a what?
Yeah, that's, I think that's where it's coming from. That's what
it
is. But
it can't, but I've done that, I've faced that so many times before. It can't be that huge.
It may
be. All
right,
I'm going to go on because, no, it's not a question of, you know, it's not those questions.
Well, the only thing, you know, if there's another kind of block going on, and you're saying, Pat, that you've faced these kinds of blocks before and you don't feel that, even though there are legitimate things that we could express that could be disturbing you about the painting, if you're saying there's an external block that's going on, let me just figure something out. Do you have any figurines in your house? Do you have any, like, dolls? Do you have any stuffed animals? Do you have anything like that in your environment?
I have everything that I've lived with for years. I have bones and skulls and things from all over the world and masks and, you know, I mean.
So what happened? If you want my opinion, if you want my opinion, Pat, on what's going on other than what we've mentioned that doesn't quite ring a bell for you, there is a blockage of energy in your house that's accumulated. It's the energy of all of these things. The energy, not the things, but the energy needs to be cleared. You need to do a clearing of the house.
I've been doing clearings.
Well, no, you're not. Wait a minute. you have sharp answers, but you're not listening. You're not, you may think you're doing clearings, but what I'm telling you, and I think I'm right here, is that there is not the kind of clearing, you're not doing the kind of clearing that I feel is in your house. So you can move on to other radio shows and get opinions, but your show getting an opinion, what we've already mentioned, I feel that there's an accumulation of energy in your home that has not been cleared.
And
there's something in there that hasn't been cleared.
I want to add something. Obviously, there are other extenuating factors, external circumstances that are part of the block. Or I wouldn't have picked up on it. I said, is there anything going on with the person that's connected to this? And you said, yes. She's, you know, micromanaging me. So
no,
that...
I didn't say that. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Well,
I
don't know. I'm paraphrasing. Pat, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you. And if you want to go call a bunch of radio shows to get people's opinions until something resonates, then go ahead.
Well, please don't be so defensive. I call you because I respect you, and I call some other people on Blog Talk because I respect them. Because I've been talking to them for years.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. We're not being defensive, but you have to understand that we're offering theories on why this might be happening, you have also a very defensive response to our,
because,
you know,
when you asked me where I got that information, Neil said, well, go talk to the man in the moon. So initially you put me down and insulted me for what I had done.
I
tried to brush it off. Neil did.
Okay,
so
well,
this is not a good conversation. I think I should just go. Thank
well,
you. Goodbye.
Okay. Good day. Good day. Oh, boy. Put down Man in the Moon. In other words, is she gone? Okay, fly on your wings. The idea that there's been that was in response to the idea that she's been blocked since the age of 30.
Which I dispelled immediately, and I guess
is,
maybe she didn't like the way you said
it. I don't care. Now she has another issue. She can talk about me blocking her.
Okay.
So, but the idea is that for somebody calls and says, well, someone said I've been blocked since the age of 30, that I've had this block. That response that I, that elicited me in a response about the man in the moon. And
well, you don't need to defend yourself. It's fine.
Well, no, I'm going to. That was in response to the idea that she has been blocked since the age of 30. When I heard that, that's when I responded with the man in the moon. Not a put down, but obviously, you know, she's got something.
Well,
her.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know, but there, in if we're looking at what may be coming up as blocks for her, there were validations in what both of us were asking her might be. I mean, the clutter going on in her home, figurines, that related to
she was putting us down by...
I know, she got angry.
Well, now she can go on other radio shows and complain about us, and
she'll call back. I mean, she's called our show for years. She's just having a bad day. Okay.
But anyways, we have another caller?
Yeah. Let me bring on 845, then 519.
Hello.
Hi. Hi,
Lucy. How are
you? Lucy, I just looked at your picture on. I saw it. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. They'd say, "Oh, share a memory," and it was like from a few years ago, and so it showed your picture. I just saw you the other day, because apparently we had some communication on Facebook. We didn't know you were on our friends list at that time.
Yes, I was at the beginning.
You were. And anyway.
Yeah, and then I got an answer, the right answer for the lady. The only one blocking her is herself, because she doesn't have ears to listen what other people is saying.
Yeah,
you know? I think that's true.
I won't go farther. It's like the only person that is blocking you is yourself, and then please listen to what other people, because you have the power. That's it.
Yeah.
Else had the power but you. It's like, I won't even go there. And the moon was funny.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moon? I don't think that the moon is blocking her. She's blocking herself because she doesn't believe what the that she has the power on herself.
Yes, true, Lucy. I think Lucy, the compliment is that you're right. We have power within ourselves. We don't have to look to other sources to get back our power. We have it in ourselves, and that's a good place to go. So we encourage that in people.
So what's going on with you? What's going on with you today?
With me? Not too much. I feel very uncomfortable going outside with the, like now I cannot go anywhere if I don't wear my mask. And I am like, really? I'd rather to walk in my backyard. It's like not even going to walk around the road so that where people walk. It's like.
But why are in your area, are they saying that you have to, when you exit your home, you have to be wearing a mask?
Kind of, yeah, when you're in public places. When you leave your house, you're in a public place, I believe so, you know?
Yeah.
In the other
There's debate over that here, and I was I don't know where I was online. I think on the next, there's a next door site which connects you to your neighborhood. And so I think it was that site that I was watching people argue online about what constitutes a public place and if you're, you know, if you should be wearing a mask if you're outside taking the dog on a walk or going on a bicycle ride. I'm not, I wear glasses. I used to wear contacts, but I wear glasses most of the time now. And it's irritating because when I have a mask on, I'm in like a store or a bank, my glasses fog up. I can't see anything at all. It's so annoying. And
I think it's a good thing in the other hand because when I go to the store and some people that cough so big in front of the fruit, it's like, or people that don't wash their hands. It's like, this is a good thing, though. This is a pretty good thing that is happening.
And Neil got hit with some flying saliva in the supermarket the other day. I guess the person didn't have his mask on. He said he heard someone coughing, and then his face was wet suddenly. So he's like, now I have to worry about this. Oh.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. Yeah.
Didn't you have someone cough in your face too? Some woman turn around and cough in your face and just look at you with an obnoxious.
Yeah, there's some people
that want
to. I don't know. Maybe I have bad karma with them or something. But so, how are you faring, Lucy? What's life for you now?
Life for me, besides not being able to go to the supermarket. I went to the supermarket and the guy told me, no, you cannot enter. I say, why? Because you don't have your mask. Do you have a mask? I say, no, I don't. And then I came home and I told my sister, I couldn't get inside the store. She said, oh, you didn't watch the news? You're supposed to be wearing the mask on Friday. I say, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, it's funny, Lucy, because 2 years ago, the banks would not let you come into their banks with a mask on. Now they're saying wear masks.
Well, there was an article.
Next, they're going to say, "Where's your gun?"
There were two black African American men that were, I think, the police were called on them because they were wearing bandanas around their face. So now there's this racial profiling going on with people that are of color going into banks or places of business because they think they're getting robbed, and so there's now this controversy. It's this world, I'll tell you.
I mean, I read an article that a old-fashioned bank robber is really upset because everybody's wearing masks and taking away his profile.
Again.
Yeah. But,
I know. Oh, my God. I know why the guy in the bank was looking at me that day. So strange. I went without masks.
Yeah.
I just went, hey, hello.
Yeah, people are turning on each other. People are turning on each other, reporting their neighbors for not, following protocol, and it's not a great situation. Are you working right now, Lucy?
I work from home. Always.
You are working, but from home. So
yes.
There's still a lot of people have been furloughed, and you do security, right?
No, I do auditing in health.
Well, auditing.
Insurance. Yeah, health insurance.
Right, but you don't you look at not security, but I use the wrong terminology. So you do auditing, but you were trying to were you trying to get in a job in the security department of your company? Maybe that's why I'm thinking that.
In fraud investigation.
The fraud department, yeah.
But never happened. Never happened.
So they So that's where my brain, my memory was. But you are able, they're having you work from home. You're getting paid.
Always. We never, like, we never stop. Now they, some departments are getting this automated intelligence. And then the automated intelligence is going to do what we do, but the easy pieces, they want, don't need to call the provider, the hospital. Then those pieces are going to be done by automated intelligence, are being fit to the system to they kind of voice system that will do the analysis, and they behave like men. Like, the automated intelligence is amazing. It's like, thanks God. Maybe they're going to tell me we don't need you anymore. That's going to be like...
Well, I hope not. For me. I hope not.
It is fine.
What's your question today? Well, I mean, if you don't want a job, I guess it's okay. But the fact that everything's going automated is scary. I mean, self-check in the supermarket, you know. ATMs obviously been around for a long time, but, you know, that's reduce the need for tellers and banks. So, you know, we want to have people filling jobs, not machines. What's your question today?
Okay, my question. I just got the boss thing is going still with my boss. And then I would like to see, to know what you, O'Neill, see about that situation. Because when I flip the car, it say pray, and I'm praying, and then sometimes I'm just praying, and then sometimes last time I was talking to her, and then I feel that inside her she was just wanting me to be quiet, and then I told her, oh, you just don't want to listen to me, you just want to me to be quiet. Then she say, oh, no, and then she wants. She is just extending what we have to do in the same amount of time. Then what you two see about what is going on?
So that you're asking about your boss. There's a problem with the boss.
It's not really a problem. It's an issue like she has with me. But it's like I have an issue with her because I tell her, like you told her, the lady, the only problem is the man in the moon. I would tell my boss like that. That that's not problem, you know. I know it's not appropriate, but then it's the way that I'm. Like, Neil told me the other day to be quiet, but sometimes I want to be quiet, my mouth just.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, I have that problem too sometimes, actually. It's been a lifelong struggle for me.
I mean, you know, sometimes just things hit a nerve. Yeah, Lucy, they just hit a nerve and suddenly you can't be quiet anymore. You got to speak up. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of communication, a little bit of disagreement. And I didn't mean to suggest that you should always be quiet and swallow it. I think sometimes in the idea of livelihood and getting your paycheck, you should keep quiet sometimes, but not all the time. But, you know, we have these clashes with people. The problem with people in superior positions and bosses is that you feel more that they're enthralled with power and dictatorial statements than they are with being really a well-served captain or woman that is a captain, you know, and it gets into an issue, especially if you feel that the issue itself isn't pertinent. There's something else going on. And that's always difficult. I know I've worked with under people in my past that I thought were just prejudiced and bigoted and had carried attitudes. And some people just didn't, they just abused power. So I don't know if that's the issue as much as trying to establish a diplomacy or a diplomatic dialogue so that there's a true understanding and communication between you and your superiors or
right.
your boss.
Now, you can use today's show as an example of diplomacy, Lucy.
Yeah.
Follow our example.
Well, I'm waiting for the caller to say, how do you know it isn't the woman in the moon? I mean, the moon is feminine. What are you, prejudiced? You know, I'm expecting somebody to get called up and say something like that. And I do believe that there's a woman in the moon because I think the moon is totally feminine and mysterious and has, you know, we say the man in the moon because it looks like there's a man in the moon. But in all actuality, when we get down to the issue too, Lucy, of we didn't get down to the issue of masculine and feminine energy. And, you know, people who are uncomfortable with feminine energy that is masculine or masculine energy that is feminine, we have these concepts that we have to be locked in a certain position and it has to be pure and that there's not this intermingling of energy. So you seem to be more on a comfort level of this diversity of energy. And like us, you know, we're disturbed by rigid thinking that it has to be just one way.
Right.
But I don't know what to say about your boss.
Do you have her birth date, Lucy, by any chance?
No.
No. You know, it'd be interesting on another show. Perhaps you can get it. It'd be interesting to just look at your numbers. There was a situation, a personal situation that Neil and I had, and we were able to look up a person's birth date. I was able to get it online and there was a really, really strange connection that I'm well, really a clash in the birth dates between this person and Neil. So it's, you know, the birth dates can be interesting to look at for sure.
The
yeah.
funny part was, yeah, the funny part was that she sent us to doing 3 hours training. Then the next day was my 101, and I told her clearly, a 3 hour class is not enough for a person to be doing this kind of very complex oddities. Sure enough, one day after that, I got an error. And then I say, I wasn't training. Oh, no, that's your error because other two auditors got error. But I told her, no, those errors, those two auditors are very trained in that. They went... They had like 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years experience, and they went for a long class training. And then I just came out of the training. Oh, no, that's your error. I cannot give you a concession. But the funny part was that I told her that day, this training is not enough to be looking at all those pieces in different ways, and it's very complex and this and that. And then the error came, and sure enough, she wasn't willing to make an assertion. It was all mine. It's like, oh my God. Then I knew the day that I told her that something is happening and I didn't take care of that. You see how it's the power of the wisdom? The wisdom will
yeah.
tell you what is going on. And then I was just like, I overlook my wisdom. And
yeah.
I trip on it. It's like, that's the reason I'm telling the lady again, if she's listening, listen to your wisdom, you have the power.
Yeah.
And then when I ordered that claim and I sent it, I was very honest. I thought it was good, but it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Then that is the kind of boss that I pray
yeah,
for.
You run into all kinds, Lucy, and, you know, when you bring up wisdom, that's more mysterious. That's more, that's a mystical energy.
More, yeah, it's talking about the moon.
More
and feminine.
It's based on something otherworldly, but it's also based on experience when you have wisdom. And sometimes one's wisdom should override what is strategically going on in the physical plane. But then you get into the idea of karma and what, yeah,
that's
karma
why the
this
birthday
person.
Would be interesting. But I would think that there'd be less interaction because you're working from home than when there's, you know, the direct, I mean, she's present at your, when you work at your job, your place of employment, she's in the same office, right?
No, we're in the same, not even in the same state, but the funny part is that when you work from home, you have been, like, every single second they paying to you is being counted on it. Because
oh,
they can see what you're doing every single second. And we are in a department that is a very macro-managed. You said the word macro-management, too. It's macro-managed to the second. Then it is so, like, you guys use some words with the lady that I will use to myself. And I just love. It's like when I got out of that training, one of my best friends called me and said, "Hey, how was your training?" I told him the same day, "Well, you feed the machine with garbage and get what you get, garbage."
Yeah.
And we just laugh.
Yeah.
And it happens to me. It happens. And they 2 days later, I say, "Oops." I told him, "Oh wow, I got an error." And then she's no get. She's not giving me the training labs between you go to class and you get a free time where you, if you commit an error, you're not responsible for it. But then she say, "No, it's all mine." Why? Because she has an issue with me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm somebody
I once had an English teacher, Lucy, and when I did a paper, If I didn't dot the I in precisely the area where the I should be dotted, she would downgrade
you.
Me. You know, it had to be not too high, not too low, not to the side. But in handwriting and graphology, if you dot the I well above the I itself, you're considered to be a spiritual person. Mystical person.
You know, I was going to mention graphology, actually, before you mentioned it, the placement of the dot, what that
studied
means.
Graphology for tens and tens of years, and the formation, the creative formation of letters is part of what graphology is all about. But if you were to handwrite, whether it's in Spanish or whether it's in English, if you were to handwrite it according to the rigid rules and dimensions and precision of writing, then you lose your individuality, you see.
Wow, yeah. In the other hand, I'm learning that no matter what, you can get, if you get the flu or this coronavirus, you drop dead, and then what matters? Nothing.
Right,
you know?
That's true.
Well, the afterlife.
Yeah, that matters, yeah.
I'm more worried about dropping.
Like Neil,
what
I guess. But well, hopefully we helped you, Lucy. We got to move on to the next caller here before our show ends. We only got like 8 minutes, but we wish you luck and check back in with us if you get the birth date, okay?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
And thank you. Thank you. Loving people. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
I'm waiting for your comment.
Oh,
I know you're going to say something. I know. What did you say? I missed what. What did you say?
I'm going to restrain myself today.
You are. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, 4/3/1970.
Well, don't cut off the blood circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I just want to tell you one thing that's really fun. Okay, first of all, I'm working. I thought you'd like to know that because I was calling about work.
I was going to ask, actually. So you are working even just because you're an essential – well, you're in Canada, so the way they, I guess, classify the jobs is different than in the United States, but I'm sure it's pretty similar. And what your immigration, right, you're doing?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
So it's essential, I guess.
But I don't have to go in. I work from home, so it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you do exactly?
Real quick. What do you do?
Right now, I'm just
home.
You know, when refugees come and declare, you know, I'm a refugee, I do the intake and get all their stuff together so that they can meet an officer.
Okay. Do you ever tell them they don't have to live like a refugee?
They don't have to. I never sing to them. Like a refugee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Anyway, sorry, bad joke. Okay. So your question, sorry.
Well, okay, one comment is there's a snitch line in New York City. So if you see people who aren't social distancing, you take a picture and you send it into the snitch line. Well, what they found out is a lot of people are sending them pictures of their own penises.
Really?
Of their penises?
Yes. I heard that. I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, where did you find that article?
That's horrible because now, you know, that says nothing for the vaginas in the world.
I know.
Or the vulvas.
That's another bigoted
external name for the external female genitalia is actually vulva. The internal is a vagina. No one seems to get that straight. So you probably couldn't take a picture of the vagina itself.
That means that would be impossible for President Trump to send his penis photograph in.
Yeah, right. Magnifying glass.
Yeah, he is supposed to have a... Anyway, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Allegedly.
So they have a snitch line in New York. It's terrible. That's terrible.
That is terrible. Yeah, I think it's terrible. And, you know, I don't know. It's becoming a whole different world out there. And I really what I wanted to say is about to tell you I had a job and that I'm working, but also that I have no intention of ever getting a vaccine for this. Never.
Good. Yeah. I'm afraid they're going to have microchips, and that's really the bigger intent going on, is that everyone gets chipped with this vaccine, though there's a whole program called ID 2020 that's being pushed right now, which is a tattooed vaccine, a tattooed ID or a microchip that's implanted beneath the skin. And anyway, so that's, I think it's all tied into this whole COVID-19 thing.
I agree. And you know what? I think there's points for either side. But the one part why, and I'm not for a microchip, I just know it's a matter of time, but it's because of all the fraud. It's so rampant and they can't control it because there are no, they don't go after the financial fraudsters, the people that do identity theft and that sort of thing. It is very rare that those people are charged because it's usually from a different country, that sort of thing.
So the bank loses. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're the ones who shoulder the debt because customers are usually protected against fraud like that. And so the banks lose money. But I mean, the whole chipping thing, you know, that ties in with the mark of the beast. That's in Revelation. I mean, you know, we're getting into the Bible here, you know. So.
That's all I got. And I think the moon's made of cheese. So is it female or male? I know in the French language, I think it's la fromage, which means female. So you might be right. You might be wrong.
Yeah.
The moon is considered feminine, but the man, there's a face in the moon, the man in the moon, which
man
is different.
Moon is, yeah, and men always
the sun
have to,
is masculine,
have power.
Right? Isn't sun masculine?
The so sun is, well, yeah.
More
the
masculine,
more,
and the moon's more feminine. The earth, mother earth.
Yeah.
The earth is
well,
a woman. And
yeah. You know, I think that in our country we have the ability to stand on our own merits and rights, and we don't want to take our breath of independence and autonomy away, and I'm all for that. When you make a general ruling that everybody has to do something, I mean, sometimes it should be a matter of choice, just like the issues of abortion, which is highly controversial. But the idea is that we own our bodies. You know, and if we're not breaking the law, I mean, new laws are imposed upon us, but that doesn't mean they're natural laws.
But this is a law. I mean, we discussed this recently, the seatbelt law, which is a law in California. You have to wear a seatbelt and you can be ticketed. And I mean, I wear a seatbelt in a car. I've been in a car accident. Actually, I wasn't seatbelted and that, you know, detrimental to me in terms of my health and injuries. But I do wear a seatbelt now. But I don't think the government should impose that law onto human beings. I think that that's the choice. If we want to belt ourselves into the car, then we should be able to do it. I mean, maybe the insurance companies are being considered, you know, money
exactly.
being
counted,
and it's more safe, you know, and there's less liability if people are wearing seatbelts. You know, that's another issue. And this whole mask thing, you know, a vaccine, another argument I've been seeing online, how stupid people are would be not to get vaccinated against this. But, you know, the people are coming back and saying, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if other people are vaccinated? It doesn't affect you if you're supposed to be protected, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I've lost friends that I've had for a long time because I'm like, you know what? You can have whatever opinion you want, but don't say that my opinion is horrible. That's my opinion. And, you know, if it comes back, I don't want to hear your apology 3 years down the road whenever whatever I say comes true. You know, just
right.
keep your opinions to yourself. You know, if you ask my opinion and I give it, don't discredit it.
I think it's healthy to have, I mean, I think it's in friendships to have debates and conversation about differences in opinions and to be able to have differences and still maintain connections with people that you're close to, you know? And it's unfortunate that, you know, people get petty over differences like that.
Well, what's funny is this person, I said what I feel about the 5G towers, and he had the nerve to say, "You're mentally ill." But I know him to be on all these pharmaceuticals for his mental illness.
There you go.
Well, maybe he's suggesting you're a soulmate. I don't know.
Well, I have someone else.
Yeah, right.
I was sending texts to somebody that in our family, and this person texted me back and said, "Listen, I was talking to my friend, and we're all, I mean, all of us are not pro-Trump. I mean, we would consider ourselves liberals probably politically, but this this person's friend was saying, oh, you know, social distance, you have to do this, you have to do that, and our person was questioning it to them, and they were saying, you're pro-Trump. That's what he was saying to me in text last night. So, I mean, now if you question authority right now, you're suddenly assigned this label as being a Republican and pro-Trump, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway. What a weird, I told you it was going to be a long show today. I said, I have a feeling it's going to be a long show, and it was a weird, long show.
Weird, very weird. The beginning sold me on the show. I'm like,
Oh, good.
You're like the only people who get people calling you in and calling you out on stuff. I'm like, because I never hear them call other shows and feel like they're comfortable enough to call you rude. Like, I've never heard that on another show where people actually make an effort to call you out on things. I'm like, wow, there must be something. It must have been something you got when you were 30.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is about that, you know, I initially said it, Neil made the comment, and then I got attacked for saying, hey, is there something going on with the person that you commissioned? Well, actually, yes, there is. Well, I think that's part of it. No, you are wrong. I'm like,
I never said that.
And I got attacked, and I'm like, wait, what happened here? I don't understand.
Well, it makes the show lively. We don't mind controversy.
No, we don't. It does make it exciting.
Like,
now it's the topic of conversation.
Part of the kingdom. You know they really list psychics as entertainment. It's not you know, people don't make us legitimate.
Legitimize
so
us by it.
Entertainment. Yeah. That's all, folks. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
We should call the Neil and Kristen Baker Looney Tune Hour.
That's right.
That's what
well, yeah, what's funny is Pat called one of my shows a long time ago, and I said, Pat, what you need to do is smoke a bunch of weed. But then every time she called back, I said, have you smoked that weed yet? She'd say, no. I said, that's it. Call's over. You know, so you smoked that weed.
That might be the answer, Jennifer. It actually might be the answer.
And it, you know, we love Pat too. You know,
yeah, she's a part of
Pat.
The
I love Pat. Yep.
And that's why I said, you know, she'll come back. She's just upset today. So it's nothing. Yeah. It's Pat. She's in a mood. Yeah. But, you know, I guess we all get
it. Well, she can say we're wrong and feel she's right.
I think what Jennifer was saying, though, is that other psychics, people don't, come back and say, no, you're wrong. And
I know.
It's a little bit, you know.
That's what maybe that's what makes our show a little bit different than the others.
Yeah, people have a comfort level with us, so I guess that's good.
That's right.
So, okay, well, Jennifer, have a good day. We're over here.
Thank you.
And
all right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
take care.
Bye.
Okay, we're back on the air on Friday, where I'm sure it will be a much more uneventful show. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers, for joining us. Bye-bye.